Welcome back to the You Are Covered podcast. I am your host, Hannah Lynn Miller, and it is season two. Like, it is 2023. This is the first episode of the year. I'm so glad you're with me. We are going to dive in today. This is going to be more of like an intro to the season type episode because I wanted to set this up and kind of talk to you about what the season's going to hold, what it's going to look like, set some expectations, and I'm really excited. So first off, I want to tell you, you know, it's a new year, and so there's so many new things that we want to, you know, shoot for. Like for me, new goals. I've had a few new clients this year too already, which is awesome for my media company, Abundantly More Media. And so I think a lot of people are thinking, okay, I want to reach the goals this year that I didn't reach last year. And I'm all for that. Like, I know that it can come with a lot of different emotions, and the new year can be like exciting too. One thing that I always think about too with January is there's so much content about like how to do better or how to achieve this or how to lose weight. Like there's, or how to be more productive, or I like consuming content that's more about productivity and how to stay organized. Like I love that stuff. And there's so much of it. But if you're starting the year a little bit more slow than you'd like, it can get a little overwhelming. And so if you're feeling that way with me, let's take a deep breath, because you're not going to get that kind of content here on the You Are Covered podcast. And here is why. This is why. Because I think there's just more important things to talk about. At least for me right now, there's just more important topics to talk about. And so don't worry, we're not going to be covering that. But I do want to say that there's a lot of new for the season, but there is a lot of old for the season. So when I started this podcast, I was trying to figure out my gear. Like I haven't, you know, set up my setting for this podcast in a while, and I'm pulling out my headphones because I haven't really recorded with the headphones on this entire, the first season. And I was thinking about this because I was like, these are super old. So your girl has some old technology to record this podcast. Some really new, like my camera is amazing. Sorry if you're like, I'm not really into this, Hannah. Where is the content about Bible and fashion and all the things? We will get there. Don't worry. You got to wait for next week. This is more of a, hi, how are you doing? check-in. But my headphones, I believe they came from my husband. Like I think John had them in college. And if you can, I don't know if you can like, They're pretty decent looking, like that you wouldn't tell. But if I move a certain way, the wiring will cut out the audio. So this is like high quality, you know, headphones here. I just, until I like have the, I'm just lazy. I'm sure there's like, I could just get some good headphones easily, but I just haven't wanted to spend the money on it. And these have been working pretty well. Like I started using them when I had my first home studio that I built for myself back in 2020, when I was broadcasting from home a couple of times, or I was recording. It wasn't live. I wasn't doing any live content at home because I didn't have that kind of technology, but I did build out, you know, a way to record my That's Real episodes when I was recording That's Real on Moody Radio. And then I laugh too, because I'm thinking about my microphone and it, like, if you see it, okay, let me see what kind of brand, I think it's Samsung. Yeah, I was right. Samsung. I got it back in 2016 when I was first doing YouTube stuff, because I literally had no idea. It wasn't like I was doing a podcast or anything. but I literally had no idea what kind of microphone to use with with a camera and all the things. So I was just trying it out, and you know, it serves me well. Like, it sounds good. I'm not mad about it at all. It's just so funny because it's definitely not like now these podcasters and like YouTubers, they have USB microphones. I'm so sorry if this is boring, but I like talking about this. So, they have USB microphones, which just gets plugged into your laptop and then you control the volume and everything from the laptop. I have something called this like a Scarlett mixer. And it's a little bit more high quality. There's like a lot more that you can do with the audio. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to have any software on your computer. So it just adds more. And then you can add two microphones and I don't know. So anyways, that is up. So I think I spent the money on like the core things, like the big things, right? Like an amazing camera and then this mixer costs a lot. I'm so glad I invested in it back in 2016 when I was first doing radio broadcasting. But I kind of skimped on the microphone. It does the job for sure, and the headphones. And I feel like as an audio person, you don't want to skimp on those things. But anyways, I haven't gotten around to updating it. Maybe in season 3, maybe I'll have the funds for that. I don't know. There's a lot of new and then there's a lot of old. So welcome to the new season, season 2 of this podcast. And you are listening to it through a pretty old microphone that's not fancy or anything special. But you know, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because content creation is so interesting to me and I've learned a lot about it. I've learned a lot about website design, and the main thing that my business has been doing is social media management, and it's so different than creation. It just takes the pain out of posting for a creator. So if you have a business, personal brand or anything like that, the management comes along really helpful, where I can just take your content and I worry about the time of day. I think about posting it for you. I do the hashtags and all you have to do is send it along to me and my company. And it's really, really great. And then I actually have software that my company invests in, and we get the data and the numbers so that you know what is working and what isn't. And so that has been what my company focuses the most on. And most of my clients are social media management clients. And so what I want to do in the new year, and I want to let you guys know here first, like you guys get to know first that this is the plan, okay? The plan stands. So if it doesn't happen, you can say, Hannah, you said you were going to do this on your YouTube channel and it's not there. So what I want to do is I actually want to do some how-to videos on things like how to record a podcast, what equipment to actually use, because I know the right ones. If I wasn't lazy and I felt like investing in more equipment, I know what I would get. So I would share those secrets on my YouTube channel this year. I really want to be doing that. So I might be doing a how-to video every week. That is kind of the goal, or maybe every other week. And it's going to be more on how to start your personal brand, or how to start your blog, or how to start your business. I'm such a fan of people doing what they feel called to do when they have a dream or an idea. And I really think that the Lord places that stuff on your heart and you shouldn't ignore it, in my opinion. This happened right before Christmas. A young lady reached out and was like, hey, like, can you help me with this blog? I've had it for about a year or so, and I just have never been able to have the time or energy to figure it out and set it up. And I was like, totally. So I optimized it with SEO and worked on putting together a newsletter list. That's the other thing that would be really fun, is like teaching you about newsletter marketing. I just love it so much. And I want to pass along the knowledge, because I feel like I've learned so much about that kind of field. And I don't even know what to call it, but more entrepreneur type of videos and how to's, and I'm literally just going to show it to you. Like, I'm going to record my screen. So that's all going to be happening on my YouTube channel. Just search Hannah Lynn Miller, and that's like all across the whole board, like LinkedIn, like all the things. Hannah Lynn Miller, that's where it's all going to be. And then you'll just get like some really good how-to tips, like even how to write a blog post on WordPress, stuff like that. So look out for that. And if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel yet, this is your sign, okay? This is your sign. You'll be like, I do not want to miss anything that Hannah posts. And the other thing I wanted to tell you guys about this year is that when my episode drops, we're going to be talking about peace, and we're going to be talking about a lot about relationships. And here's why. So last season, I had one episode on peace, and I know that I feel like I just needed to know more. And so I want to bring you guys along on the journey, and I hope you don't mind. But I used to think or feel like I was defined by something very different than peace. I was always defined by an energy or like very energetic or like my personality. Like I was able to really connect with people and keep energy up. And like when there was maybe something hard or frustrating even in like any kind of group setting, I usually was the one to kind of bring up the energy. Okay. And I found that very helpful for my career in radio and broadcasting and the morning show and having the energy. And, but if I look back at that season of life, like my early 20s and everything, I think that energy came from a source of anxiety and a lot of nervousness that isn't healthy long term. And so when I did a lot of like kind of soul searching slash some healing and some being more reflective in 2020, like a lot of us did, I realized that a lot of that energy was coming from anxiety, and it wasn't peace. It was more chaos, disorganization, just kind of winging it, not having a lot of hope in the future. And that's why I was so present, I think, too. And so that created a lot of anxiety, and that was where the energy is coming from. Like, I still feel like I have that, but it's not coming from that source of anxiety. It's coming from this source of identity. And so that's like the huge difference. And so when I come into this other career that is so different from radio, radio was so much of a talking muscle, and that's a whole nother thing, where this side of things is so more listening, right? So the listening muscle is so different. And so with my clients, I have, you know, these young adults coming in. And when you go to counseling, a lot of times, I mean, right now, like many times, it is like you're at a very confusing crossroad. Like you're having a hard time for whatever reason. And it can be from way different things, like family of origin, eating concerns. It could be depression. It could be ADHD. It could be anxiety. It can be so many things, but they're overwhelming. It feels like a storm. And so when I meet these clients for the first time, this is usually their first time in therapy. And if I come at it with this nervous energy, like, that's so stressful. I don't want that for that poor college student. I just don't want to stress them out. And because of that, I want to be able to bring in, I was thinking about this earlier, and this doesn't sound very theological or anything, but I wanted to bring Jesus's energy. Next week, we're going to talk about Jesus calming the storm. And I feel like as Christians, we have that kind of effect because we have that kind of peace in our heart. We understand what it's like to be, have our identity in Jesus Christ and not have that scattered, like lost kind of energy. When you really
when that truth really sinks in. And so I think that's really exciting, and that's something that we can bring to the helping field. We can bring to our jobs. We can bring to our family members. We can bring to our friends. And that's what I want to do with, be able to do for my clients. And so come along with me on this journey. We're going to talk about peace. We're going to look at what the Bible has to say about peace. I just want to know more. I think I'm just more like hungry for it, because life is hard. I mean, everyone has been going through a hard season just coming out of COVID. If it didn't affect you in a small way, maybe, or a big way, maybe it's affected you in some small ways. I mean, we're going through a recession. I was just doing a research project, and I, for a class, it's called Disaster Mental Health, and that's what my class is about. And the thing that's so interesting to me is that 99% of people experienced a natural disaster during the pandemic that was not, like, I don't know if you know the definition, but the pandemic isn't necessarily defined as a natural disaster. What I'm talking about is that's how many people were affected. I mean, 1% of the world is a lot of people that were not affected, but 99% of the world was affected by natural disasters in that time period of the last 3 years. I was just doing research on that. And so a lot of people lost their homes in hurricanes. There was wildfires in California and in Australia. There was drought in Afghanistan. There's, you know, cyclones. I think that's what it's called. I don't really know. In the Philippines, there was just so many crazy things that's been happening in the last 3 years that has been provoking a lot of chaos, a lot of stress, just a lot of hard things, trauma. I mean, talking about trauma. And that's why I think let's start the year off really diving in, really digging deep into the peace that transcends everything. The peace that comes only from knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so that's where we're going to be. If you are down for that, please join me. And the other thing is, I really want you to sign up for the newsletter. It is called the Inside Out Newsletter. And I really, let me tell you, you guys in this community, in the newsletter, you guys show up. Because when I send you a new video to watch through that newsletter, I get so many more views. I'm like, oh, it must be the day that the newsletter went out. And so if you haven't been a part of it yet, please sign up. There's going to be a link down below and in the show notes. You can also go to hannahlynnmiller.com/subscribe and you can sign up. And make sure that you check the boxes that you're interested in. There's going to be a box for fashion, therapy, and theology, and anything that has to do with Bible. Click the theology. If you're interested in anything with peace, if you want this devotional, please click theology and sign up. And I'm excited for that community. It's going to be really, really great. The other thing that's really important to cover in the new year for me that is so interesting, and you might be like, why, Hannah, why? But I really like talking about dating in January. And I've done this with my blog. I've done this year after year. And here's why. Because the two like serious relationships that I had, dating relationships that I had before I met the amazing John Miller, they both ended. The guys, both of them ended the relationship on the weekend of the Martin Luther King weekend, which is this weekend that I'm recording this podcast. And so I really like to always talk about relationships, because I did some research, because I was like, are you kidding me? How are these guys both, like, this is 2 years apart, like, between the two relationships even start, like, it was just so weird. I'm like, how is this possible? And I think it's because, literally because I looked it up actually. So it is the month that most breakups happen. And it's because three things can happen. the first thing is in Christmas, around Christmas time, you're meeting a lot of family. So the relationship could be strained because you realize these people are crazy. I do not want to be anywhere near this person's family. So that could happen, which that stinks because every family is a little weird. And then the other thing is that could happen is that you realize, oh, I met the family. This is moving too quickly. And so a lot of people get scared because meeting the family is like a big deal and everything. And then the third thing that could happen is that you didn't want to be single during Christmas and you really wanted to break up with them beforehand. But then you chickened out and you procrastinate and you're like, it's so nice to be in a couple during Christmas. And then after that, you're like, oh, actually, I really don't want to be with this person. So that's why a lot of times January is the time to break up with people because you don't want to be in a relationship during Valentine's Day. So there it is. That's why I like to talk about relationships in January because there's a lot of emotions flying, okay? A lot of emotions. And so the next series that we're going to have as well for mental health that we're going to talk about in the next 6 weeks is we're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about dating relationships and how to date with your mental health in mind. So if you're interested, I'm also going to do a newsletter series. So you're going to get extra resources, extra things on the newsletter. It's the Inside Out newsletter. The link is down in the description. But I really want you guys there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And even if you're not dating or even if you are married, these are going to be really good things because we're going to talk about codependency. We're going to talk about communication styles. We're going to talk about attachment styles, all these like buzzwords. We're going to actually break it down because I'm curious, like if you've heard about these terms in maybe TikTok or something like that, let's actually get down the definitions based on psychology and data. So we're going to go for it. We're going to talk about boundaries. And I'm pretty pumped. And the reason why I'm going to talk about this is because I'm actually leading a group for my internship and it's going to be all about healthy dating relationships and what that looks like for a young college age student. But I think this translates all over and I think too, as Christians, like I think it's really good to get a Christian perspective in and around dating. And so we're going to go there. I'm going to share some of my experiences and what helped and what didn't help. And I think dating at the end of the day, this is what I found with working with college students, the younger generation, they have all of these words around boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, and defining the relationship is so different. It's even more complicated than it was when I was in college. So and then like relationships, a whole thing, and it depends on the person. And so there needs to be a lot of communication, but it's fun. I love talking about it because it can be there's a lot of rejection involved. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of communication. There's a lot of learning about yourself. And I always say dating is like a job interview. Like I think that dating can feel like finding a job, and finding a job can feel like dating. So we're gonna dive in and it's going to be a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, when I talk about dating and relationships, I think first and foremost for dating, the main priority is for you to learn about what you want in a life partner and learn about yourself. And that happens in dating a lot. And that's why we shouldn't be afraid of it. With good boundaries and good communication, there can be a lot less hurt and damage done. And so we're going to go there. We're going to talk about it. And I hope that you enjoy this conversation. You learn a little bit. And I promise you, if you are married, you're going to learn some skills too. So that is what we're going to look forward to in the next 6 weeks. I am pumped. I really love talking about dating, guys. So thank you for letting me and turning this on and listening to me ramble. I got to tell you, I did this podcast episode about 3 times over because my technology has not been working. So My voice is going to be totally fried. That's another thing about the new year for John and I. The last 2 years in January, we've both been sick for like a full month. And it has been literally the worst. Like last year, we were sick for the entire month of January. And this year, we started off pretty sick too. And I'm just over it. So when you start off the new year kind of slow, it can feel weird. It definitely can feel weird, and it's okay. So I don't know. And I think of people who have babies right before Christmas. Like my sister-in-law had a baby right before Christmas, right before Christmas. And so she's in postpartum, and postpartum just looks so much different in a new year. Like there's not a striving, you know, you're like just chilling with your baby, nursing every 2 seconds, you know? So wherever you are at in this new year, I hope that we can connect and we can find peace, and whatever storm has been coming your way, I hope that we will be able to together find new discoveries on what the Bible has to say about peace as we study it together. Thank you for joining me. As always, please subscribe. You can also write a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the algorithm out on Apple Podcasts, and you can let me know what you are needing in these episodes and what you would like to hear more of. I love hearing your feedback, so please, please do. And the other thing is follow me on social media. Everything is You Are Covered Podcast and or Hannah Lynn Miller on all platforms, and I would love to connect you on those. I'm very active on Instagram, so if you like to hang out there, I would love to see you there. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for listening and welcome to the new year. You're awesome, and I will see you in the next episode.